Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Monday, September 13th, 2010. So let's do a clearing here, since some people have had emotions from a few days ago in the middle of September here. So we'll do a clearing for extreme trauma. Okay, so if that affects you, and you're feeling extreme trauma right now, we'll do this. We'll also do an entity clearing here. So here we go. Extreme trauma. So go back a few days here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do an entity clearing. And I mentioned this before to people on the shows. Entities are emotional bodies, people that have no longer are living here on this planet, typically. Actually, they can also body hop from a living person, but typically the entities are from the emotional bodies of people who are deceased. And what will happen is they'll come around to you if they're not released on certain anniversary days, we'll say, or special key days, possibly the day that they lost their life here. They also come into family lines and generations from parents, grandparents, siblings, etc., and revisit you. And when they come in, they a lot of times have the energy that they bring up in you along with theirs of sadness, because they naturally cannot be with you. So then you go through an emotional roller coaster ride, which people, you know, happen to go through a lot on special days. One of the special days might be their birthday, maybe Thanksgiving, which could be a day when family members get together, and typically Christmas. And if you're married to a person, you might even have the day of your marriage, you know, and their, you know, their birthday also. So we're going to release this energy here. So we're going to bring up the energy from the website, which is Darkness to Light. And this will help to release them also. So we're not saying that these are dark beings, but this is an easy way to have them get released. And we'll also bring up the light being to bring in the energy of peace for everybody, and they can also lead through the light being too. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that should help your listeners out there. Also, if you hear it on an archive, it will also be active during that. So we'll do another clearing here, and we'll do one for maybe heartbreak. Okay, so this one's another clearing that may be a little heavy. Here we go. I'm yawning. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And kind of on the same lines here, we'll do a clearing for people who maybe missed their loved ones for whatever reason, for loneliness, okay? And this may help a lot of you out right now. So here we go, loneliness clearing. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And do a sadness clearing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And another clarion, this one is going to be kind of strange sounding to maybe some of you out there, but sometimes, like in a relationship, maybe the person leaves and you have someone else now as a partner, and maybe that partner does not live up to your expectations. And it could be from maybe prior boyfriends or girlfriends or acquaintances. And you might feel, I need this relationship, but the one that I had before was better, but they're no longer living, or just something on those lines. So I'll let you people fill in the dots there, because this happens to a lot of people. They need to find somebody to be and share their life, but maybe the person before, or maybe that person could have even got married on you, and now you got maybe, say, second best or something. But I'll let you fill in the gaps there. This is just part of the emotional stuff that we deal with here. So here we go. Or maybe you had somebody, in a war that maybe died, and you were going to get married, and you have someone else in your life, and they're close but not the same. So here we go. We'll do this clearing here, so you can fill in the dotted lines there, whatever you choose to bring forth to clear out this emotional energy that maybe is causing you harm. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's see if our co-host is on. Are you out there in cyberspace, Annika?
I'm out here. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, it's great to be on, and thank you for those samples. I saw Mike was appreciating the intensity of the trauma clearing that you did first there, Ron, with as a sample the extreme trauma, and you did remove entities, and you did the darkness to light, and these are all online. Heartbreak, loneliness, and sadness. And I wanted to mention that they're all full lifetime clearings except for the darkness to light, which is a free clearing. So you, if you do feel these samples, it's really a great, great thing to go and do the full life clearing. And what you will need to do is to go to creationlightship.com, and up top you will see a list of all our online healings, and you can look there and you can see more about the full lifetime clearing. So I know, Ron, there's a lot of it that goes in that direction. Ren was asking if we could clear anger, and maybe you could also talk about soul family sadness and how that comes into play. And then after, when you've talked a bit, I wanted to talk a little bit about what we got coming up this weekend too, and mention also that we do take callers if anyone wants to call in. So I did put some of the numbers there on the BBS radio station 1 today. I put some of the numbers on our fast chat. So we have the toll-free number 888-815-9756. And then there's a few other numbers if you can't get through on that. So over to you, Ron. It was anger and family sadness, or soul family sadness.
Okay, so I'll talk about that. Your soul family sadness, since you're definitely connected through spiritual contracts and agreements, sometimes a person in your soul family that you may or may not know might have a traumatic death process. And since you're connected to them energetically, you might also feel a death in yourself. okay, because of their acquaintance with you in the invisible. And so you might be, say, watching a movie on TV, and maybe that same situation or scene that this person happened to die in is now brought before your eyes physically, and you start crying. You don't know why you're crying, because it doesn't make any sense to you. And that's more than likely because very possibly the spirit of that person came into your body because they're not healed all the way yet, and they happen to recognize that. Remember, whatever you see out of your eyes is transmitted directly to the soul family. So they can learn more here, okay? So it's like everybody has cameras in their eyes, we'll say, and that now is being displayed in your soul family so the members around you can decide what spiritual contract they want to get involved with and how it's going to look before they set up this scene of trauma, we'll say, and situations to involve you in. So another way of saying this, let's say that one of these, we'll just say that it's a male spirit, and maybe it died 3 weeks ago. And all of a sudden, you're watching TV, and you're seeing a car accident in just a movie that you see on TV, and all of a sudden you start crying. Well, that's because that spirit is not completely deprogrammed yet, and it's seen a similar situation that happened to it. And maybe also that emotional body now comes into you. Remember, your spirit, after it, when the body dies, it's just like an emotional body, okay? It has all those densities of the emotions into it. So if you were to put your spirit and the emotional body side by side, the only difference would be that the frequency that your spirit has will be of light, where the emotional body will be from the earth spirit, which would be a little different. But basically, the information is identical. Now, as your spirit gets cleaned out, to go into the forced reincarnation process, it will start to get lightened up, and eventually it will reincarnate. But the experience for you may be very negative, and you may feel awful, wondering why you're going through this emotional roller coaster ride from some situation that you know nothing about. And if you go to a psychic reader at that particular time or the day after, they will probably tell you that it's one of your past lives, which is what it would be, because your soul family has very similar, if not all the same, past lives. This is why people get readings and they say, you're so-and-so in a past life. And then someone else that you may not even know, but you talk to later, and they say, yeah, I was this person. I was, you know, the Queen of Shiva, you know. And they go, well, I was too. Well, you're probably in the same soul family because that's the same information. This is kind of a way that works. And so, if you are feeling extreme sadness from maybe the past weekend, it's very possible that you have a lot of people that may have chose to leave, and that sadness is still with them and their emotional bodies because no one has chosen to release those energies. And this is kind of what happens. You can also take on the addictions, if they come into your body, of these people too. So that's kind of food for thought for all of you. But remember, whatever you see physically is also being transmitted to your soul family. So that's a way of looking at life, and they can also bring those scenes back into you again. So this may be why people respond a lot to emotional stuff. Plus, it's also in your DNA. So you're living the path of your DNA also. So we have a clearing request here, and I believe it was for anger. So normally when I do an anger clearing, I need to do one for fear first, because the fear that you have will bring up anger. So we're going to do a fear clearing. So we'll go back a couple of days here. So think of what puts you into fear. Here we go. So one, two, releasing that. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And once you get the fear out of you, then you may get angry because you realize that the fear has held yourself back, maybe through your whole lifetime, because of the anger I mean, because of the fear that you had, you now become angry. So here we go, anger clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I was dealing with a person a while back here, and they had a situation, and they did the emotional clearing, and that may have helped somewhat. And they said, I still feel kind of like, you know, maybe in fear. I get a lot of fear. So doing the fear clearing didn't help. And then also the anger one didn't really help either. So after looking at this particular person and finding out more about what they experienced, it looked like it was an implant that was brought to them. And they were experiencing seeing aliens, I believe, in their room and stuff, being at fear with them, and things like this. So they were actually imprinted, you know, with an implant, which would be running all of its own energy, not their body energy, but when they would think about having this anxiety, we'll say, or fear, that started the program from the implant to be running into their body, okay? But the body didn't really carry it because the body was cleared out. But the implant brought to them the fear. So I just thought I'd bring that up for some of you in case you're listening and you did a couple clearings and it didn't seem to work. Very possibly you have something that's attached to you, maybe an energetic implant that is running, you know, like a life of its own, causing you to have a situation, you know, in your life that, you know, makes you fearful or angry or anything like that, because they can do that to you. There can be an external program that's attached to you that gets awakened, and now you're on this other roller coaster ride done by the aliens, and your body doesn't really store it. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, we have a lot of questions about the different ways to clear entities from the darkness to light clearing. And, you know, people are asking, Judy was asking if she can clear it two floors below. And, of course, I would say there the darkness to light could help if you know the name of the person and put that in. And Mike was also moving into a new place and asking about that. And I just wanted to mention about the space clearing. And I just have a really good example that happened to me just last weekend. I was working in one particular place, and everybody was uptight. It was very, very uncomfortable to work there. The managers were very rude. People there were just not nice. Everybody was either sad, angry, or upset, or just too much, you know. what I did, I was actually due to work at the same place the next day. So I did the space clearing. You can do space clearing for a remote location, so you can do it for where you live, your workplace, buses, cars, anything. You could pretty much put anything in there, a different address where you're going the next day or something. And it was really amazing. Nobody was, it was mainly the same people that I worked with. Everybody was nice. Nobody was uptight. Everybody was friendly. I saw such a big difference. And that's what I would recommend for, you know, getting rid of energies that are in an area or in a place or that sort of thing. And, of course, the darkness to light help, you know, but we also talk about the entity clearing, and of course it could be entities, you know, being in that place. So I just wanted to, maybe if we could clarify a little bit more how the entity clearing works for your whole life, and how the darkness to light is a little different, Ron, just because one is a full life clearing, you know, to actually do the entity clearing online for your whole life and for different years or different times of your life. But the darkness to light, which we can do for other people, but and for ourselves, for up to 600 minutes now, so I think it's 10 hours, which is wonderful. But Ron, do you want to go into that just a little bit to explain a bit more?
Yeah, sure. The darkness to light clearing is designed to get rid of darkness entities, which are basically aliens, okay? This is to get rid of aliens out of your body and out of your space. So those are dark side beings. An entity isn't necessarily, using the word entity as an emotional body, is not necessarily a dark side being. It's just trapped here. But the darkness to light is darkness. And these are soulless beings that are living inside of you. This is why that clearing is up there, so the aliens can come into the light. So that's what that clearing is for. That's why it's called darkness to light. Now, the entity clearing, the whole life one, takes out of you entities that have attached to your physical body through accidents, through hurting yourself, through something, buddy, or something doing maybe a curse or spell on you, by you watching a TV program, having sympathy, empathy for a person that you're viewing, and that entity comes into you. Remember, these can come into you easily. You could be watching a program on TV, and let's just say that you really love crickets, okay? And so you're watching the TV program, and all of a sudden you see a person on a fishing program taking a live cricket and putting them onto a hook to feed a fish, okay? Or maybe it could be something else similar, maybe even a worm, okay? And you go, oh, man, that poor worm, you know, or the poor cricket. Well, you could be taking in that energy of that trauma that they're experiencing right into your body. And all of a sudden, that can become like an entity to you. So this is stuff to get out of your body. This is why you want to do a whole lifetime entity clearing. Now, if the entity happens to be a physical body of a person, how many people are living with you? Okay? How many addictions have they given you? Maybe you somehow, for instance, maybe your parents, I don't know what the age group is here, but let's just say that let's just say 25 years of age listening. You could be double that, maybe even triple that, but we'll just say you're 25. And somehow your parents raised you on soft drinks, okay? So maybe they gave you your first soft drink at the age of 5. Well, all of a sudden, entities will come into you at the age of 5 who like soft drinks when you go to a place to get that. Maybe you, maybe your parents had at that time, or even now, for instance, you go out to the store and you buy a gallon worth of some type of Pepsi or Coke or something, and you do it every time you go grocery shopping. I see that a lot with people. I wonder, gee, they're just buying the stuff. It's really strange to me. But anyway, and so they get that. Well, maybe they're carrying the entities for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years inside of their body. They all want to drink that drink. And, you know, do you want to do that yourself, really? You know, that's up to you. Does your body want it? Okay. They want it because they don't care about your physical body, how much harm you're causing it, okay? So that's how it works. So you might be carrying this tremendous load of this stuff, of addictions, that are caused by these entities that hopped your body. This is why you want to do your whole lifetime clearing, to get these things out of you. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So under that situation, you're probably not very present, okay, especially when you have those drinks or whatever you're eating or doing, okay? And entities can come into you. This is probably how people have road rage. You probably have heard of that. I don't think it's too popular anymore. They don't talk about it too much, but you know, a few years ago, they're talking about people being upset on the freeway and cutting people off and yelling at each other and driving fast and swerving and stuff like this here. And what entities come into you? Maybe it's a race car driver, you know? And or maybe it's one that was involved in a car accident and it wants to re-experience that trauma because it enjoyed the excitement of having the accident, Maybe they felt justified by killing somebody else in another car, so now they want to do it over again. You don't know what judgment is stored inside these emotional bodies. So you have to look at it a different way. Are you protecting your body temple? Well, the best way to protect it is to do an entity clearing, to get these things out of you. So this is what I would recommend doing if you need to feel better. So the darkness of light clearing is to get rid of aliens out of your space, okay? It can also work for entities, but mainly this is alien stuff, okay? It can clear entities too, but it's put on because of aliens wanting to go to the light. And extraterrestrials that do not have a body here. And these are normally energies that do not have a spirit like we have in us. And they need to get into the light or they'll be terminated here. And they want to get out of their mind-controlling patterns. This is why that's put on the website. And the other clearing, you know, is what you want to do is your first this lifetime clearing, a whole lifetime entity clearing to get these things out of you. And if you have somebody, like I say, you know, off and on, you know, in your life that causes you problems, maybe it's a boss or something like that or a coworker, do the clearing for them. Get those entities out of that body, too, so that they can, you know, be much more calmer with you. Remember, these entities body hop. So you want to get rid of those. This is the whole problem. This is why Jesus mentioned on the cross, forgive them for they don't know what they do. That's mind control from the aliens and entities that live inside of the body of people where they're not conscious. So I think we have a beep here. I heard somebody out there. So.
Yeah, I did too.
Hi,
hello?
Ron. Hi, Annika. I'm Larry. How are you?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Wonderful. Great to talk to you again. So, Ron, I had a question, a comment, and a request for healing.
Go ahead, Larry.
Okay, so my question is this, that if we're at Starbucks and we're enjoying maybe a strawberry frappuccino and we accidentally bump into a cologne body at Starbucks and he gets upset, what could be the consequences? I've never heard of what the consequences could be. Now, do they have a collusion with the shapeshifters? Could they send shapeshifters to invade our body and to go to work on an individual? Is that a possibility?
I don't think so. I think the clone bodies strictly have their own agenda. I haven't seen a shapeshifter come into a clone body. So they're
no,
just...
I don't mean that. I mean, I know they don't have them, but could they summon the shapeshifters from another species or something and into our body, and are they working together?
I have not seen that happen yet.
Uh-huh. What is the consequences if we get a shape... they would be upset with us about something by an accident. What are the consequences that we would have to avoid?
Okay, if you bump into a shapeshifter in a body and the shapeshifter is... maybe you disturb their presence. Boy, I don't know what they could do. I haven't encountered any of that stuff yet. I do see them in people, and once I see them, they run the other direction. They hide in the person very quickly because they don't want to be discovered. So I haven't had any physical engagement with the shapeshifter.
I don't know. One time in San Diego, I slapped one on the back. I says, hi, how are you doing? Welcome to the UFO convention. I hope you enjoy yourself. And one person said he didn't believe that I would do that. And I said, no, there's nothing wrong with that. And I did that. And he says, okay, fine, or something like that. But I wouldn't do it again since I've been studying on this path. But I was just wondering, I don't know of any consequences. But you said run.
If you're still there, Larry, you kind of went away.
Huh?
You kind of went away a little bit. You know, you may have said run, don't walk. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I was just wondering what are the consequences.
Okay, consequences of engaging a shapeshifter?
Yes. No. Of a cologne person, a cologne body.
Well, the ones that I've seen that are clones, they don't, with myself, they don't bother me.
They don't bother you, okay.
No, they don't bother me. I like to look at them to check them out. Normally, they don't want to even be around me.
Okay, that's
I'll tell you a story that happened. This happened when I was in, this is very interesting, this is in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo. That was last, I think it was February. So we're there, and a clone came by the booth, and so I wanted to check him out to look at him. So they went down another aisle, and we're looking for him, walking down the aisle, and somebody runs out in front of us to stop us from seeing this clone. This is about halfway down the aisle. And this one had sunglasses on. So you can normally spot these people. So if any of you go to events like this, UFO conferences or anything like that, and you see anybody wearing sunglasses, right away you have to realize that that's part of their disguise, okay? So and somehow they're probably using old programming, but that, they don't want their eyes to be seen. So now we get put back about maybe 3 seconds, okay, from seeing this person. So now they're moving, and I'll just say the aisle's maybe 80 foot in length, okay? We get about halfway there, and we're probably about 5 booths from the person, and all of a sudden, out of the ceiling comes dropping down, I won't say dropping down, pouring down probably 5 or 10 gallons of water in front of us. Now, where would that water come from, okay?
Yeah.
And so I naturally thought, well, I don't want to get this water on me, not knowing where it came from, naturally, you know. You could think the worst, right? And there's a lot of water. The people in the booths are now freaking out after about a half a minute because it just all of a sudden came down within 3 seconds, started coming down, and all of a sudden, whew, like a shower, you know, and like buckets. And the clone somehow was able to get away, so I couldn't see him. But so what they probably did was stop time, and they put water up, you know, on the floor above, and the water came through, and it sat there for whatever time they needed to sit there to saturate the floor, okay? You have to realize that they stopped time. And then as we started getting closer, then they put time on, and the water was all ready to come down, and it came down about probably 5 feet in front of me. So, very interesting.
Yeah.
So that
and
was,
then I had a comment about, you're talking about the light of the darkness, too, and I had a relative once that she couldn't stand and see anybody leave. If they would leave, she would scream and rant and rave, and she'd go through a death experience if anybody would leave because she was adopted twice, and she had a death experience when you would leave, and she couldn't stand to see anybody go. So, So recently after she passed over, but recently I felt her pulling on me like she wanted to fill her bucket up, and what I did is I just did the light of the darkness, and it just disappeared, and it was very good for healing something like that too.
Well, that's great.
And then, so then I'd like to get a healing on the Creation Center if I could tonight.
Okay, what would you like to do for a healing, Larry?
What would I like to do?
Yeah.
I'd like to get a healing on the Creation Center.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how that's doing for everybody. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much, Larry, for that healing sample of the Creation Center there. I also wanted to... Yeah, thank you. I don't know if you wanted to ask some more, Larry, actually. I wasn't sure you were still there. So before I start talking about the next question here, maybe you had something else you wanted to share.
No, that's all I had. I'll just hang on. Sometimes I get disconnected when I wanted to participate, but I'm okay nobody's disconnected me today, so I'll just hang on for a while.
Okay, great. Okay. So Stephanie is asking a little bit, Ron, that I think is good to clarify, because obviously the light of the darkness do give us densities, and CLS will help us clear out those densities or remove them from our spirit. And she's wondering, where do those densities go, and are they transmuted or are they terminated? And also, if they are taken out from us by the light of the dark, does that happen, and what happens then? Maybe you can just go through it a little bit.
Okay. The word transmuted is kind of a New Age term, thinking that something changes form from one thing to another, I believe, okay? So let's just start from square one here. A dark side being comes into you because you did not ask him to come in to manipulate your body, okay? So this is a being that has no spirit in it. So it's a dark side being from a dark side universe that happens to live here on this planet somewhere, but it chose to interfere and come into your physical body. Now, should they be in your body? No. Should they be in anybody's body? No. Should they be on this planet? No. Should they be in the atmosphere around this planet? No. They should not even be in any existence of light, but they live here, okay? So they should not be here whatsoever. So when you do the darkness to light clearing, these beings now have a choice, because they're now residing inside of you, or they chose to come into you with their choice, maybe not yours, because you didn't ask to have darkness come into you, okay? But they are with you. Now you have they have a choice now to come into the light. And so by doing so, if they're inside of your body, right away, once you click on that healing, there's only one choice they have. Their choice is, number one, to go to the light. So when you click that healing on, that's the choice that they have. If they say no, they are instantly loved to death. They're zapped. They don't get transmuted. They are completely disintegrated, okay? Now, why are they disintegrated? Because they shouldn't be here in the first place. But typically, once you click on that healing, hopefully they're in you. Maybe they've been in you for 30, 40 years. Maybe they now would like to come into the light, and this is the only opportunity they're ever going to have to come into the light, because at ascension time, the darkness is terminated completely. So this is your chance, a way to get out of the dark side universe that they lived in. They're not in it right now because they're here in the light, okay? This is a way for them to go into another energy, which is the light, and not be in darkness. Now, if you happen to have energies in your room, then they'll go through the light beam. They won't come into your body to have your body be in the conduit. They'll come into the light beam on your monitor screen during this healing, and they can now go to the light. So I hope I answered that question. So they're not transformed anyway. If they have a body that looks like, say, a snake, they will be able to have a snake body that is now going to be made of light, and they'll live as a snake with a spirit in that. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so what about after people die? Stephanie was asking, when the light of the darkness clears traumas after a person dies, and I'm not sure about that either, so I don't know.
Yeah, that clearing is not designed for that. The light of the darkness clearing, to bring the darkness into light, okay, darkness to light clearing, I should say, is not for anything like that. This is for alien beings that live with you to go to the light. Okay. So you're in the wrong section. It may work that way, but it's not intended to, okay? So that clearing is for what it says. It's darkness. Darkness is alien life forms, okay? So I may have to actually change the name on it if people are having confusion with that. This is to take away the alien energies out of people that are causing problems, okay? and living inside of you. Now, if you want to do a clearing for somebody who's passed on, I have two clearings on the website, and one is for their spirit, and one's also for the emotional body. And that's, I think, under maybe the whole lifetime clearings. You can just type it in there. It's called the deceased loved ones clearing, okay? And that clearing will help their spirit and also help that emotional body leave here. It'll take it out. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Stephanie might call in and if she had more things to ask, so that would be great. Thank you. And I wanted to mention, oh, there's a call that might be Stephanie, actually. Before I mention anything, hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, this is interesting, but I think I didn't express my question completely clearly, but what
it's
I wanted to
know. It's very
hard
on fast chat, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay, so what I wanted to know was when the light of the darkness clears out traumas and densities out of a spirit after they've died, you know, and they're on the other side.
Oh, that clearing is not for that.
Right, I know.
Okay,
but I was just curious what. So I'm not even, you know, I'm not even bringing up the light to darkness, darkness to light clearing right now. That's a different topic. But I was just curious what the light of the darkness does with those densities and traumas. I mean, are they able? I wouldn't think that they're able to terminate or, you know, dissolve those things. Do they like stick them someplace? Are they accumulating someplace? You know what I mean?
Are you asking what the darkness does, the dark side beings is doing to you and people on the emotional energies that they live off of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they live off of those traumas. Now, after the person's dead and these bodies are floating around, the darkness is more than likely not going to attach to it because there's no life force to it.
I think that the
darkness, these soulless beings are actually going to attach to an emotional body of a person, okay?
Uh-huh.
Living, then you keep feeding that emotional body with life from your spirit, and
uh-huh.
That body stays alive that way. Okay, but once the body's dead, that emotional body needs to get life, so it attaches to people, okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
So if you had an emotional body in front of you, the darkness probably cannot take anything out of it. Otherwise, you know, I guess if it could take all of its life force, it would no longer be in existence. But that's not going to help it at all, living. So it would rather have it go into you or somebody else to rile the person up and so the person can become more emotional. This is their trick. They want these emotional bodies, these entities, that people get to cause the havoc in somebody's life so that they can live off that energy. So they don't want to take them away. That's why they leave them here.
But when a person dies and they cross over, you know, quote unquote, and the light of the dark deprograms or cleans out their spirit, I'm wondering what happens to the gunk, you know, the trauma density, you know, whatever you want to call it, that they take out of that spirit. You know, is it accumulating someplace or, you know, maybe...
I never have looked at that.
Yeah.
I never have
looked at that. It's a tough question. I know. It just occurred to me and I was wondering, you know, the true light can terminate stuff, I think, but the light of the darkness, I'm wondering if this garbage is accumulating someplace or, you know, it was just kind of a theoretical question, I guess, but it did occur to me.
Yeah,
I don't know
how to answer that one.
Stephanie, I don't know, but I don't know if they actually do clear people after they're dead. Is that what you're saying you heard that somewhere, or?
Well, yeah, as I understand, you know, from what I've heard on CLS, that, you know, they clean out a spirit or deprogram it, you know, and get you all polished up, so to speak, to reincarnate.
Yeah, the spirit does not carry all of the light frequency because it's been separated and trapped here. So even though the spirit's very powerful, it still does not have the horsepower that a spirit elsewhere would have. Otherwise, if it did, it would not even want to go into that soul family that you go into and to go into the darkness, it would say, I don't want to go into darkness, but it doesn't know the difference.
Okay.
That's the illusion, because the darkness creates a false light. And your spirit's been so brainwashed with mind control over all of its incarnations that it thinks it's going to light. This is why the light shift comes every 2,000 years, and this is why a lot of people finally can figure out why they have not ascended, because they know they bought the wrong path. They listen to mind energy versus heart energy.
Right.
And this is probably why I have all the listeners on these programs, because they want to get the hell out of here.
Sure.
Perfectly frank, you know, because, you know, I can ask anybody. I even do it at my conferences, you know, and lectures. I say, how many people really love being here? You know, do you love your life? And, you know, I might get one or two that say yes, but they're probably emotionally dead. You know, they don't know anything about life here. But basically, nobody really says, yeah, it's a wonderful life here, you know, because they know of all the traumas that they suffered. And that's only because the darkness brings that forth.
Right.
So your spirit is dusted off. They have to take your spirit and clean off the emotional densities on it. Like you were saying, where do they go to? I don't know. But they do have to clean it off because having a traumatized spirit here, it has no horsepower. So that would be useless to them. It would be like an emotional body. They got to be able to make that
battery inside of
that fully charged up, you know.
Yeah.
And then from there it comes in and it goes through all the suffering and leaks out its energy into all the other bodies, and then eventually the person dies, and it starts over again, and then they dust the spirit off, clean it out, clean out the density so it can be forced into another lifetime.
Yeah.
So.
Bummer.
That's why you're here, you know?
Yeah.
You and everybody else listening, probably. You know, if you know you've had more than one past life, you know you bought the wrong system, okay?
Right.
And, you know, every 2,000 years, you know, you have a chance to leave here. And that's what I tell people. I go, well, if you've been here for 50,000 years, you missed out on 25 ascension points. And this is coming up to the 26th one. You're going to miss that one, too. I hope not, you know.
I hope not.
Yeah, that's why you want to do that spirit barcode. That way your spirit is going to be taking off a planet because that barcode is taken off. They won't find you. The light ship will find you then.
Wow. Yeah, I did that one.
But remember, we're going into a dark side ascension in 2012. That's what they're talking all about.
Right.
They're
going to
abduct people off this planet and probably bring clones here. So they're already doing that, you know. All the movies are
about,
even the new droid commercial with Verizon showing a guy with the artificial, you know, steel, chrome-plated, you know, robotic-looking arms, you know? Why are they doing that? Why would they have a commercial like that?
Right.
Oh, and why would they call it a droid? This phone, a droid, you know? just think if you had that watching TV and you saw it in 1960. You sound like you're pretty young, so you may not have been around then. But, you know, for the older people, would you have seen that, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago? No, probably not, you know.
Right.
You wouldn't even have seen it, you know, 20 years ago. But now you're seeing this stuff. And that's only because they're bringing it forth into our reality, because they're showing us what we are going to be experiencing in the future.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And that's, if you look back upon the older movies, you see, if you look upon an older movie, okay,
you're
going to realize that, wow, this became my reality. When you first saw it, it may have shocked you, okay? And now, if you look at the movie over again, maybe after 10 years, 20 years, you're going to notice that, yeah, this feels like real life to me now. I'm not shocked anymore. I can look at the movie, and this is reality. It's because of all those mind-controlling implants that were put into us in that time frame, okay? You first see something that really shocks you, okay? Just like the first Alien movie, okay? And you see this thing with the big teeth and the slime coming off of it, you know, and you go, holy crud, you know, what is this thing? Coming out of the person's chest, right?
Right.
Well, now you see it and you go, oh, yeah, you know, that's okay. I can understand that. And why? Because they're giving you all these implants the aliens are, because that's going to be the reality. People are walking around with these things in them already.
Wow.
So it doesn't shock you anymore, because you've been programmed to believe and to know that this is a reality. So if you saw somebody, if that happened to you, you know, on the street, you'd say, oh, yeah, I saw that in a movie. That's reality. I talked to one person who was younger, probably I think he was about 23, and we're talking to him, and we mentioned about clones. He goes, well, what's wrong with clones? Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, hello? But for him, he's probably seen them on movies, and that's part of his learned behavior in you know, being taught about clones, and it's perfectly normal for him. Maybe he's dating clones. Who knows? I don't know. But and hopefully none of you out there are dating clones. Look in their eyes. They look like doll eyes. I would say run, don't walk, okay? Because they're out here now. So did I help you, Stephanie?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay,
take care.
Okay, you
thank
too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stephanie. Bye. Yeah, I'm so glad you called, Stephanie, and it's incredible how much we can talk about, and it's, you know, nothing like talking to you, Ron, and getting it straight from you, because it is limited on Fast Chat, too, if we're trying to put it all in there, and there's so much that we're not told about, and it's just, I can never get enough of hearing it all over and over again. But I wanted to mention what we've got coming up, because we've got something very special starting Saturday. We have our four-hour special monthly Ascension Healing Session that lasts 4 hours on a Saturday. We do it once a month. And on Sunday, we will also start the 8-hour calls. They go from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on a Sunday. That doesn't mean that you have to be present that whole time. You can be absentee, and that starts September 19. It's a physical body organ rejuvenation, nervous system organ, skeletal blood rejuvenation, 8-hour monthly special. There's basically the body rejuvenation intensive, for short, if you don't want to do all that mouthful that I just did. But anyway, it also, in the package, if you buy these three calls, three Sundays, 19th, 26th, and October 3rd, it will also include the Saturday, the four-hour special on Saturday, and the newest clearing, which is the alien poison waste product and carcass removal. And it removes poisons, waste from these aliens that are energetically in us, and the dead aliens that come in all kinds of forms, you know, some of them come like the jellyfish and that sort of thing. So, just wanted to mention that before we have to say thank you for today. So I'll leave it over to you, Ron.
Okay. So, let me think here. What can we do here? We got maybe a minute here or two to go. I'm going to bring in each one of the 12 source energies here. So here we go. Number one coming in, I'll just count to five since our show's limited here. So one, two, three, four, and five will come in through your light beam. Number two, one, two, three, four, and five. Number three, source energy, one, two, three, four, and five. Number four, source energy, one, two, three, four, and five. Number five, source energy, one, two, three, four, and five. Number six, one, two, three, four, and five. Number seven, one, two, three, four, and five. Number eight, one, two, three, four, and five. Number nine, one, two, three, four, and five. Number ten, one, two, three, four, five. 11, one, two, three, four, and five, and 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we'll bring bring in some peace energy now, which will last for the next hour. So enjoy this here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So blessings to all of you. And our next BBS program is on Wednesday, starting at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And bye, everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.